Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
We're learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to learn the sugya of Kiddush Makom Suda. It starts on the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Oysim le'adam shekidshu bebeis haknesses. People that made Kiddush in the shul, Amarav Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu. They're not Yatsu the Bracha Bari Priya Gefen on the wine, because when they come home, that's called a Shinu Makam. That's the next Sugya that we're going to be seeing. But that's a Shinu Makam. And Mamela, they're not Yatsu with the Bari Priya Gefen. They said in Shul to the wine that they drink at home, it's a Shinu Makam, they're not Yatsu. But Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. But they are Yatsu with the Kiddush they said in Shul, that they have the Kiddush, they don't have to say Kiddush again at home, because you can have Kiddush even though the Suda is somewhere else, the Kiddush in the Shul is good enough. Ushmul am afi de Kiddush lo yatsu. And Shmuel says, and not yetsu Kiddush. And the Gemara explains, Shmuel etamei de am Shmuel ain't Kiddush el b'makam Suda. Shmuel goes to Shitasa. Shmuel holds you not yetsu Kiddush only if it's b'makam Suda. Shmam says two timeim. One time is because it says, v'kiras lo Shabbos einig. B'makam shetekar lo Shabbos with a kriya of Shabbos, which is a kriya of Kiddush, shamte einig. Umedrishu, said Joshua, that the Karasal Shabbos Einik, the Kriya is Kiddush, and has to be together with the Einik. The Rishayim bring this Joshua from Rabbeinu Achayigai in the Baal HaShultis. Inami Svari, since Kiddush is Al-Yayin, so Mestam Al-Yayin should be Shasuda Hukva. Mestam of the Kiddush Al-Yayin is the type of Yayin, B'Shasuda the Chashiv. It's more of a Chashiv of wine if the wine is B'Shasuda, and merely you need that type of wine for Kiddush. Those are the two times for Ein Kiddush Al-Bamakam Suda. So the Gemara says, "L'Rav l'amul kedusha bebeisay." So according to Rav, why do you have to make kiddush at home? Seems the minhag pasha was that the chazan made kiddush in shul, and people make kiddush at home. So why do they make kiddush at home according to Rav? If everyone's yates in shul, so the Gemara says, "L'haitzi banav nebeisay." So you might see his children, his wife, his family that weren't in shul. That's why you make kiddush at home. Well, the Shmuel l'amul kedusha bebeiknishta. According to Shmuel, why they make kiddush in shul? He can't be yates with that kiddush. Ain't kiddush elamakam suna. So Gemara says, "Lafuki arichim idei chavasa." You might see the arichim, the guests, idei chavasa. The achle v'shasa v'gana b'mnei knishna, that they eat and drink and sleep in the base of Knesset. Taisa says they don't mamish eat and drink and sleep in the shul. You're not allowed to, but in a room, a side room next to the shul, they eat and drink in the side room. That's where the arichim, the guests, that come to town. They don't have a place to stay. They stay in the shul, so they have food. And they eat and drink, and they sleep in a side room, but they don't have wine for Kiddush. So we make Kiddush for them, to you might see them, Yidei Chayvus Kiddush. Now all the Rishayim passing like Shmuel, even though Rav argues in Shmuel, and usually passing like Rav Yisuri, and Kolshkin here, Bi'erchen also argues in Shmuel. Bi'erchen then says at the end of the Sugya, Af Yidei Yayin Ami Yatsu, Yaitzu Yayin also, and who would then Kiddush. So you see that both Rav and Bi'erchen are not like Shmuel. But still, the Rishayim were passing like Shmuel because Rabba and Rav Huna, the Gemara says, both hold like Shmuel. They both hold Ein Kiddush El Makam Suda. They're the Meroi Basroi. That's how we pass it. There's a big shmuz in the Rishayim about making Kiddush in the shul b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, but there are no archim in the shul. People don't eat in the shul b'chlal. And still, the shail is, are you allowed to make Kiddush in the shul? Are you supposed to make Kiddush in the shul? The Rashi has a tshuva in Siman Lamed Zayin. He says that it's a machlekes already. A machlekes is shana ben avos olam. In the Rashi's time, it already was an old machlekes from the Gaonim already. There are Benu Hai Gaon and Aditzah given Gaius. They hold it's aser if there's no arichim in the base of Knesset. It's a bracha levatala. No one's being gaitz to this kiddush because ain't kiddush al makam sudas. How could you make kiddush in shul if there's no arichim? It's not a kiddush bechlal. But he brings that Rav Natchunai Gaon. The imay chevel neviim held it was mutter, and the Rashi says a lashon ekvah pashtayra kamaisim. The psak halacha became like the matirim that you do make kiddush in shul, because that seemed to have been the minig kavua. So he brings two taimim. He brings the time from Rav Natchunai Gaon, and he says because some people don't have wine to make kiddush. So what are the people that don't have wine to make kiddush? They make kiddush on pass. But the reason why they should eat Kiddush in Shul, even though they're making Kiddush in Oman Pass, is because of Refuah, he says. Because Gemara says in Shabbos that Psiya Gasa takes away 1/500th of the eyesight, and more returns it, the Kiddush Be'i Shimshi. The Kiddush that you have, That's a refuah for the eyesight. So these people who don't have wine, they're not going to have that refuah. So Chazal misaken the Kiddush in Shul because of refuah. So Bemison, it's very sure that you know you're going, because if there's a din of ain't Kiddush al makom suda, so how could you make Kiddush because of a refuah? L'chari not being yetz a Kiddush, it's a brachal of atala. So the Rashba explains that Rav Shnai Gain held that the whole din of Ein Kiddush Shemakim Suda is only the Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa. The Rabbanan Masakan on the Suda. So hey Mamru v'hei Mamru that they are Mekadosh B'tzibur al Tzrifua. But the Shaila is, what's the Makar to that? The Gemara asks the Kasha according to Shmuel, why do you make Kiddush Shebeisa Knesses? Ein Kiddush al Makim Suda. And the Gemara only answers because of the Archin. That for them it's a Makim Suda. Where do we find that you can make a Kiddush even Shleib HaMakim Suda Al Tzrifua? What's the Makar for it? Mislil Shver? The Kamer Yishayinim, the Rashba there in the Tshuva, and also the Ran says it here, and Rabbeinu David here, it says that the original Takan of Kiddush in the Shul was Taka because of the Archin. Stam is like, they can't make Kiddush, ain't Kiddush HaMakim Suda. It's because of the Archin, and for them it's HaMakim Suda. But once they were Masakin the Kiddush in the Shul, the Takana stays even when the time of the Takana of the Archim is bottled. We don't have any Archim anymore. But you still make Kiddush in the Shul because of a Takana. And they bring a dim into it, just like Chazar Sashatz. Why does the Chazan repeat the Shemay Nesrei? So Gemara says, to be mighty, people who ain't a baki. People don't know how to daven. So they can't daven. So when the Shatz says over the Shemay Nesrei, they listen to Yaitz Shemay Nesrei that way. But let's say you have a shul, nobody, everyone knows how to daven. Like today, we all have siddurim, we all know how to daven. So why does the Shliach Tzibur repeat over the Shemay Nesrei? Terry says, once there was a takana stays. Even if the time is batal, we don't have anyone to be mitzi, but still, that was a takana to repeat over Shemay Nesrei, so that stays. Same thing with the bracha mein sheva. On Shabbos, we say the bracha mein sheva. After Maariv, we say the bracha magen avos b'dvarei, which is like the seven brachas of Shemay Nesrei. And what was the reason? The reason is because people would come late to shul, and the shuls were in the fields. They'll come with a sakana, so therefore they made this bracha that should take people a little bit longer to finish davening, that the people who came late will be able to catch up, and they won't come with a sakana. So even if the shul is no longer in the field, there's no makam sakana anymore, we still say the bracha main shavu. Why? Because the takana stays. So who within the takana of kiddush and shul was a takana? It was taka made for the archim al kiddush and makam suda, but the takana stays. That's what Kamer Rishayim say of Pshat. There's a third Pshat in the Rishayim that the Rosh brings from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason why we make Kiddush in Shul is because Kiddush is deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa to say Kiddush. Achas Yom Shabbos the Kachay, you have to say Kiddush. The din of Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda, that's a din derabbanan. So Mamela Zakt Rabbeinu Yonah, there are some people who don't know how to make Kiddush. They're not a baki in making Kiddush. They won't make Kiddush b'chlal. So that's why I make Kiddush in Shul, to might see them the mitzvah of Kiddush. So at least they'll be yaitz in the mitzvah of Kiddush, me their isa. The Rosh says about Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not mashed that way in the Gemara. The Gemara is lashon of ain Kiddush ela b'makom suda, is mashed it's b'chol not Kiddush. You're not yaitz, it's not a Kiddush altogether. You're not yaitz anything. And also when Rabbi told Abaya, make sure to eat something here, because maybe when you go home, there won't be a candle there. And Mamela, you won't be able to make Kiddush. And you're not going to be Yaitzah with this Kiddush, because ain't Kiddush al Makom Suda. The Lashon, Ubekadusha Ta'achal, Lenefkisu, you're not going to be Yaitzah with this Kiddush, is Mashmi not going to be Yaitzah altogether. That's the Rosh's Tainer Ben Yain. Well, the Rosh Taka holds, like the Rishaynim, that you don't make Kiddush in Shul. Now, Kipshudai, it sounds from the Rabbeinu Yainah and the Rosh that they both hold that you're not Yaitzah to Kiddush. Deraisa with tefillah. That's what it sounds like. The Emesin, the Achreinim, the Magen Avram, in the beginning of Simon Reishai and Aleph says that midiraisa, there's no din of Kiddush ala yayin, and there's no din of Kiddush umakam suda. Midiraisa yaitza Kiddush with anything. And Mela, when you say in davening the bracha mekadosh Shabbos, you're ready yaitza the mitzvah of Kiddush midiraisa. That day, any Kiddush ala yayin, Kiddush umakam suda, that's all din derabbanan. Mela, he says, la locha, that you could be yaitzah from a cotton shaygi lechinuch, because since the mitzvah deraisa already yaitzah, so mele kumtei sechi of kiddush is now derabbanan, and mele could be yaitzah from even a cotton a megi lechinuch. That's what the Magen Avraham says, and a lot of achreinim also neman that way. So the Bialacha points out that lechayre both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh don't hold that way, Because Rabbi Meina says the reason why we make Kiddush in Shul, even though there's no Erchim, there's no Suda there b'chlal, is because to be Yetzir in the midst of the Raisa. Because if some people don't know how to make Kiddush, they won't be Yetzir in the midst of the Raisa. So maybe at least be Yetzir in the midst of the Raisa of Kiddush with the Kiddush you make in Shul. But L'chaira, for that, you don't have to make a Kiddush alayayin. For that, they'll be Yetzir with Tefillah. And even if you'll tell me that maybe they don't know how to daven either, Rabbi Kivega points out, if you hold the Yetzir with Tefillah, L'chaira don't need Tefillah either. L'chaira just saying good Shabbos is good enough. You're being Zeichas or Shabbos. Everyone says good Shabbos in Shul. So L'chaira, L'fila, Peskin, let's say that the din of Kiddush alayayin is not the Raisa, L'chaira, what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yaina? Why would you have to make Kiddush for? Elamai, Rabbeinu Yaina holds that there's a din of Kiddush Aliyayin, the din of Zechreyu Aliyayin, is the Raisa. But he holds the din of Ein Kiddush Alamakim Suda, that's the Rabbanan. And the Rosh goes one step further. The Rosh holds even the din of Ein Kiddush Alamakim Suda is also the Raisa. And you're not Yetzir to the mitzvah's Kiddush mid the Raisa unless you have Kiddush Aliyayin B'makim Suda. That's how the Bialacha learns up the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yaina. Smash Rabbi Kivega, both in Reisha and Aleph and Reisha and Gimel, also learned the same way. And the Rosh holds is a din de Raisa to have Kiddush Makam Suda. Without Kiddush Makam Suda, not Yetzir the Raisa of Kiddush. The emphasis of the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Laman Aleph is Matmiya, though. He says, where do you find this Azach that ain't Kiddush Makam Suda is a din de Raisa? That there's a din in Zachas Yem Shabbos Akachai that Yem Chuyf to do a Tafka B'makam Suda? It's a pal, he says. Nobody says it. That was a Kveg, Zichel learns the Rosh that way. But the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by it. And he says, also, what's the Rosh's Raya? Because Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush El B'makam Suda, it's Mashma, it's not a Kiddush B'chlal. And Rabbi said, Kedush Dachal in Efkisu, it's Mashma, not Yetzir B'chlal. Avadre, I mean, not Yetzir, the Tekanas Chachamim of Kiddush. You're not Yetzir, the Tekanas Chacham, that they said that the Kiddush has to be B'makam Suda. But what's the Raya that I Yetzir me the Raisa? The whole din that you need yayin, the Rishayim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, Taisus and later Daf Kavav talks about it, Taisus and Sukkah. It says, Bechlal, you don't need yayin me the Raisa. Pashas, you don't even need yayin me the Raisa. So even if you want to say that the Gemara is Lashon Zachas Yom Shabbos, the Kach is a Chreyo al Yayin, that means the Raisa, like some Rishayim say, or Kapanim Mitzadid, that the din of Kiddush al Yayin is the Raisa. But how could you say Kiddush Makam Suda is the Raisa? Minchas Chinuch is very bothered with it. But Ulai Neymar, that the Pshat in the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, perhaps in the Prima God, the beginning of Reish Samach Tes, the Mishmah says of, he already says that the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah don't mean that there's a din de Raisa to say Kiddush Al Yayin, to say Kiddush Makam Suda. They don't mean that that's a din de Raisa. No, what they mean is that even though the din Taira is, Zachas Yom HaShabbos, the Kacha, any type of skir is good enough, even just saying that a Shabbos, even a Shabbos, would be good enough to mekayim the Dereis of Schir Meshabbos the Kach. But the Rabbanim will kaveya had to be mekayim the mitzvah of Schir, had to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the Rabbanim will kaveya that the mitzvah of Kiddush is the skayim dafka with the Nusach HaBracha, with the Baruch HaTah Hashem, mekayim the Shabbos, and dafka with Yayin and dafka b'makam Suda. So Memele, if you don't do it this way, mean the Rabbanim, you're not Yetzir the Dereis. So the Kodesh HaKam, you're not Yetzir the Dereis b'chlal. Shtel Sutez and Sukkah, Dav Gimel, that brings down the Mishnah there in Sukkah that says that Reb Tzadik was sitting Reishit Ruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchana B'Seicha Bayis, and the Zikne V'Sham Yisrael said Im Kachi Yisi Noyig L'Kiam to Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. If you Noyig this way to sit in the Sukkah V'Shulchana B'Seicha Bayis, you weren't Mekai in the Mitzvah Sukkah. I have the din that the Shulchan Kab device is Xeris Chacham, Xeris Shemash Kacha Shulchanai. So he says there's such a thing that the Rabbanan could say that you're not Makai in the mitzvah of the Raisa. Then with the Rabbanan, you're not Makai in the mitzvah of the Raisa Bechlal. So the Kodesh Chazal, if you're not Makai in the mitzvah of the Raisa the way they want to be Makai in it, that's not called the Kim in the mitzvah of the Raisa Bechlal. So Lefida Prima Godim, Lechari de Pshat in the Rabbeinu Yaini Rosh is like this. Avada, both the Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rosh hold that mid the Raisa, before any Tekanas Chachamim, you can be Yetzir in the Mitzvah Kiddush with just a Schiris Dvar. Nanachtem, the Chazal Masakin, that there's a Mitzvah of Kiddush Al Yain, So now it's not cool that being yaitzah the deraisa unless you do the mitzvah of kiddush mamish alayayin, and you do it with the nusach of kiddush. So mele people who don't know, Rabbeinu Yonah says, people who don't know the nusach of kiddush, they won't know how to make kiddush. So mele you have to make kiddush for them in the Mesa Knesset. Kedena should be yaitzah the deraisa of kiddush. Because without the nusach of the bracha, and without the wine, kum dais lefita tekanas lecham, that's considered they're not being yaitzah the deraisa at all. Now sheink and kiddush shemakim suda, that Rabbeinu Yonah hold this chaluk. Legabe the etzim nusach habracha, and legabe the fact that you need wine, that Rabbeinu Yonah holds, it's not called a kiyum even of the deraisa without it. And memela, if someone doesn't know how to make kiddush, you could take the wine and be mekadosh for him, so you could be mekayim in the midst of the deraisa. Mashenken without kiddush shemakim suda, even though Chazal v'takam misakin kiddush shemakim suda, but that particular takana Chazal weren't machmer, it's bechlal not called the kiddush that makim suda. You're not yetsi the kiddush bechlal if it's not makim suda, not even yetsi the deraisa. You have it in the rabbanan that the kiddush has to be makim suda. So let's say someone's not going to have a suda. So at Rabbeinu Yonah, Avadi should make kiddush al hayayim with the bracha, because even though he's not going to have the kiddush and makim suda to mekayim the din derabanan, balkopanan to mekayim the din deraisa, will be mekayim the din deraisa. Ah, you're going to ask the din deraisa, you can mekayim without wine, you can mekayim without a bracha, stam by saying good Shabbos or by tefillah, whatever it is. The Teretz says, the tekanas chachamim of yayin and the nusach bracha, that they said was ma'akiv the din deraisa also. Mashenken, the Takanas Chacham of Kiddush Makim Suda is not. On that, the Rosh asks on him, the Gemara is not mashing that way. The Gemara's Lashon of Ein Kiddush Ela Makim Suda is mashma, that who had in the Takan of Kiddush Makim Suda was also a Vegeshtelt, that it should be Ma'akiv in the Kiddush. And if you're going to say that the Takana of Yain, or the Nusach HaBracha, and all these things are Ma'akiv in the Deraisa, so who had in the Takan of Ein Kiddush Makim Suda is also Ma'akiv in the Deraisa? So Mamela, it doesn't make sense to make Kiddush with the Yayin and with the Nusach HaBracha if it's not B'makim Suda. Because Yimanim Shach, to be Yetzah, what you want to be Yetzah, if it wouldn't be for the Tkanas Chachamim, that's down. The Tefillah also is good enough. The Shabbos is also good enough. You don't need anything. Elamai, Menach them that the Chacham were Mesakin, a certain oifen of kiddush, you have to do a dafka in this oifen, otherwise it's not considered that you yaitzah the deraisa. So oibazah, you don't have it anyway, because ain't kiddush ala makim suda. Rabbein Yonah holds is a chilek. Lagabe the wine and the nusach habracha, it's cool, you don't have kiddush bechlal without it. But lagabe ain't kiddush ala makim suda, that's a din derabanan. If you're missing the kiyum of kiddush ala makim suda, but lamaisa the ikka deraisa of kiddush, even mi derabanan, you're mekayim. But the Rosh is the Gemara is not mashed that way. The Gemara is mashman. There is no kiyum in the derabanan dika vekshtel of kiddush if it wasn't b'makim suda. That's I think the pshat in the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah is, and it's miyush of the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, because avad the kiddush b'makim suda be yisaydai, and hu adin the din of kiddush al hayayin is taka derabanan, but they're still saying that you're not being yaseh deraisa like the Prima Gadim's yisayt. Now the Prima Gadim Nemzon, that if you say this way, that still a cotton, even a gil lechinuch, can't be meitzi with kiddush. Because since alpita tekanas acham, you're not yetzi the deraisa without it, so vadi you need a barachayuva, someone is mechayiv mi deraisa. But he holds that by a suffix, you will say suffix debana lekula. Because since the etzim din mi deraisa is that yetzi kiddush without it, yetzi kiddush just with askaris dvarim. And that din that you're not yaitzah the kiddush deraisa without kiddush alakais or nusach habracha or kiddush makim suda l'das rush, that din is a din derabanan. So aibazai, you would say savik derabanan l'kula b'chay gavna. I would be mitzadet to say to miyash of the Magen Avram why it's not shrenim from the rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that I'd be mitzadet to say that maybe hayais the din that you need yayin bechlal, and you need a nusach habracha, and whatever it is derabanan, even though derabanan shtel v'devek in a way that you're not considered being yaitzah the deraisa without it, but maybe a yaitzah that gufa is a derabanan dikatakana, so maybe for that it's good enough to have a katan shagil l'chinuch. So maybe the Rosh and Ben Yehuda, which stem with the Magen Avram, even though they say a lashon that you're not being yetzer to the Raisa, but Hagufa, that you're not being yetzer to the Raisa, is midrabanan. So Mamela, for that, could be a Kanegil, a Chinuch is good enough. Pimugadim says not the way. Mitzarachim bezeh. Al Kabanim, the Ikam Achlaikis Rosh and Ben Yehuda is there a chefs of a kiddush alay b'makom suda? Rabbi Yehuda says there's such a thing as a kiddush not b'makom suda, to be yetzer the deraisa. Ah, you're going to ask to be yetzer the deraisa, you don't need a nusach of a bracha b'chlal, you don't need yayin b'chlal. The Teretz is, like the Prima Gadim says. But that's the way Chazal shtel devek had to be yetzer the deraisa, so that's called, you need that to be yetzer the deraisa. So even though midrabanan, you're still missing in your kiddush, because you don't have a kiddush b'makom suda, but if that's the only choice you have, so do it to be Eitzah the Deraisa. Mashenki the Rosh holds no. Mimanavshach, the real Etzim Deraisa, Eitzah without anything. Eitzah is just not saying Shabbos. Elamai, you want to do the way Chazal shtel devek the Deraisa, and that's the only way you consider being Eitzah the Deraisa, so vadi ni Kiddush Makam Suda also. Without Kiddush Makam Suda, it's Bechlal not Kiddush, so may it be a Brachel of Atala. So Nagzul and Yenenu, about making Kiddush in the Shul, like we said, it's a machlokes rishonim, and we said there are three taimim for the rishonim why you could still make a kiddush in the shul, even though there's no archim. Rav Nachmanai says al tshufua, and Rabbeinu Yonah says to be yotzer the deraisa, and the Rashba, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David all say because once there was a takanas lecham to make it in shul because of the archim, the takana remains even when there's no archim, and you should still do the takana. The Rashba and the Tur say a nusach that it was in spashit b'chol Yisrael to make Kiddush in Shul. Naigim b'chol mekaymis, the Tur says, sheshliach tziv is mekaddish. L'maisa, the Tur holds like the Rosh, that he argues. He says, it's pal, it's a karev liyas brach levatel, he says. He says, yashachay levat linei. Like we said, Rebbein Haigayin, the Ritzgeyus, the Rosh, and the Tur, they all don't hold of it. They hold that if there's no archim, l'maisa, it's a brach levatel, you can't make such a Kiddush. Mashenkin, Rav the Chinoigayin, and the Rajba, and the Ran, and Rebbein Yaina, they all paskin that you do make Kiddush, and that seemed to have been the minig. The minig was that way, but even Kvius, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Neigim Lekaddish Ubeis HaKnesses, and then he says, Avol Yeisa Tev Lahanik Shaloi Lekaddish Ubeis HaKnesses, Zechei Minig Eretz Yisrael, that he paskins, it's better not to make Kiddush Ubeis HaKnesses, because he really holds, like the Tur and the Rosh, that you don't make Kiddush Ubeis HaKnesses. Lamaisa Mishabur brings down, the Magen Avraham says, that our minig is to make Kiddush Ubeis HaKnesses. Ve'en l'shana is because it's a minig that's miyusid on the Ga'inim, on the Rishainim, in Allah be Mishana the minig. Lamaisa was the minig till fairly recently, but today, like we see, even though there's some shuls that still talk and make Kiddush Ubeis HaKnesses and Shabbos, but Rav shuls, they already stop being naying, and Rav killers, they don't make Kiddush Ubeis HaKnesses like the Rishainim that hold that you don't. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara said, Rav Huna also is in Kiddush Makam Suda, because one time Rav Huna's light went out, and therefore he went to eat in the Beganani, the Rabbi Bray, which had a light, and he made Kiddush again. So you see, also in Kiddush Makam Suda. And the Gemara says, Rabbi also is in Kiddush Makam Suda, because Abaye said that when he was by Rabbi's house, Rabbi said Kiddush, and then he said, make sure to eat here, because maybe when you'll get to the host that you're there, there won't be a light anymore, and you won't be able to mekaddish, and you won't be yetzer this kiddush, because ain't kiddush el b'makom suda. So you see, Rabbi also holds that way. And like we said, the Rishonim say, since Rav Huna and Rabbi also hold that way, that's how we paskin. Now, Tosfos mentions, why was Rabbi only bothered that if the light wouldn't be there, you wouldn't be yetzer kiddush? Typically, you should eat here, because if the light's not there, you won't have suda Shabbos. So Tosfos says, and also the Rosh, they both say, Tosfos and the Rosh say, that he wasn't makban on Suda Shabbos because you could eat three Sudas tomorrow. Suda Shabbos, you don't have to eat at night. Rather Chachilish at night, but if you don't eat by night, there's still Makai in the midst of Shalosh Sudas. You can eat three Sudas during the day. Mashenk and Kiddush, Kiddush and Makam Suda you won't have. Chai, it's a little shver because you can make Kiddush the next day also. A Mestamin of Shad is, like it says in the Paiskin, is a Bzundu Mitzvah to make Kiddush right away. Zachasim Shabbos the Kach is Biknisasai. It's a Bzundu Mitzvah to make Kiddush right away that he didn't want them to miss else if they wouldn't have the Suda. Now, Rabbi's Lashon to them was that he said, Te'imu Midi. The word Te'imu means to taste. It's mashma to taste anything. Any food is good enough. The Taisis and the Rosh both say, Nira Dainu Te'imas Lecha. That's you have to have timas lechem dafka. You have to eat dafka bread. Brings the Gemara in Shuas that you say nita midi, and eat. So Taisus to imu midi can mean lechem. And Taisus says if tagim help for gimel sudas, that would dafka be for sudas shlishes. Then you can have mini tagima. But sudas arvus and shachavus, which is ikka kveit shabbos, mini tagima wouldn't help. That's the in Taisus. Now there's a sheet of gainim which is brought in the Torah. The Torah brings down the sheet of gainim. That that it says ain kedushim makom sudas, you don't have to eat the whole suda there. Even if you only ate a little bit, or even if you just drank wine, that's good enough to be called the makam suda, legabe kiddush makam suda. That's what the gainim say. But the gainim say, dafka either lechem or yayin, it says, but peyres not. Thus state in the gainim. The achrenim say about the gainim that if wine is good enough, so zicha, not only lechem, bread, but wooden cake, things you make mezainis on, that's also good enough. Because if they say wine is good enough, so not an old cake is good enough. But they hold that peiris is not good enough to be called kiddush makom suda. That's a shita segainim. So the Beis Yosef says, don't bring a raya from this taisus in the Rosh, that when Rabbi said to imu midi, and taisus in the Rosh says he means lechem, dafka lechem. Don't bring a raya from taisus in the Rosh that they don't hold like the gainim. And they hold in order to be called kiddush makom suda, you need dafka lechem. Because they're not discussing the mitzvah, the chiv of kiddush makom suda. They're saying you need lechem for suda Shabbos. For suda Shabbos you need lechem. Like Taisa says at the end, that only for suda shlishis, mina tagima could be good enough. But for suda arvus or shachris, avad you need lechem. So that's what Taisa and the Rosh are saying. Rabbi Zichah told them to eat lechem, pashen al suda Shabbos. With Achreinim, the Sefer Taisa Shabbos, Eifenot, and also the Ein Yitzchak from Yitzchak Elchanan and others, the matmi on the Beis Yosef. Because Taisus and the Rosh also said that Rabbi didn't care about Suda Shabbos. Al Suda Shabbos alone, you could eat three Sudas the next day. So Al Suda Shabbos, he wasn't Makbid. If he'd be Makbid Al Suda Shabbos, so what was the Raya to Ein Kiddush L'Makom Suda? Maybe he wanted them to be Timu Midi, Pasha to be Eitz Suda Shabbos. Elam Al Suda Shabbos had an Eitzik. He three Sudas the next day. Taisus maybe they'll go to a place where there's a Ner, but there's no Yayin. So they'll be able to have Suda Shabbos. The whole team of Midi was, Kadei should be Kiddush Makom Suda. And still Taiz in the Russian system means Dafka Lechem. L'chayr it's Yamafurish that for Kiddush Makom Suda, you need Lechem. It's very shvair in the Beis Yosef. Could be the Beis Yosef learned up that Taiz in the Rosh is saying that once you're ready eating as Kiddush Makom Suda, you might as well eat enough to be Yetzir the whole Suda. And you won't have to find an Yetzir to have the Suda. Palko Panim, the Beis Yosef Nemzan, it's not a Raya from Taiz in the Rosh, not like the Gainim, but the Achreinim asked that L'chayr Faket, L'chayr Tzmash, but not like the Gainim from Taiz in the Rosh. The Taisus Rin is Klar Mashma also he learned like the that you need Lechem. Taisus Rin says two Terutzim. What's the Pshat Imu Midi? One Pshat he says is that since for Rabbah it was B'makom Suda, Rabbah was eating the Suda there, so then Te'ima alone is also good enough. Stam is like for Kiddush B'makom Suda, you need Mamash Suda, he says. But here, since Rabbah was eating a Suda, so then the Timas Lechem, the Timas Imidi, even that Timas Lechem was good enough for it to be called the B'makom Suda for them. So be Chiddush, because they weren't eating the Suda. If all you'd have is the Te'ima, he's naming on it won't be called Kiddush B'makom Suda. But if the Kiddush was made B'makom Suda of Lechem, and they would tell him something, that's good enough for them. And then he says another pshat, like Taisus, that the Imu Midi means Mamash Suda. That's the Lashon of Timu, could be Mamash Suda. But like upon him, you see from the Taisus Rin, and it's Mashma Tais also was Bavarning, that it wouldn't be called B'makom Suda without Timus Lechem. Upon him, the Torah brings these Ga'ainim, that for Kiddush B'makom Suda, it's good enough wine, and it's good enough mini tagima, and it doesn't bring any chalkim at all. And the Beis Yosef also doesn't bring that any chalkim. He says Taiz in the Rosh like he held anat chaylik. He doesn't bring that any rishayim that a chaylik, and that's why he passes in Shulchan Aruch b'shem the ga'inim, but without any das deya chalekis, that it's good enough wine, and you don't need a suda of pas. Lemaisa the ga'inim that the Torah bring down hold that peiris not good enough to be called kiddush makom suda. But there is a Shilta Gibayim that brings the Riyaz, and it's brought in the Magen Avraham and other Achrayim, that even Peiris are called Kiddush Makom Suda. And the Chayadim holds that you could be Seimech on them B'Shas Hadchak. That Peiris is also called Kiddush Makom Suda. The Riyaz, the Shilta Gibayim, brings a Raya, because you learn that Kiddush Makom Suda from the Karasal Shabbos Einik, that B'Makom Kriya Shamtei Einik. And the Gemara says, L'gabe Meiser, there's a halacha, that if, before you take Meiser, if it's not Nigmar Malachtai, if the fruit is not completely processed yet, there's no chi of Meiser minatera, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Kava, but you're allowed to eat Achilas Arai. After it's Nigmar Malachtai, you're not allowed to eat it at all. But before it's Nigmar Malachtai, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Kava, you're allowed to eat Achilas Arai. That's the halacha. The Gemara says that when you eat it on Shabbos, it's always called Kava. Because the Karasal Shabbos Einig, if it's done for Einig Shabbos, it's always called Kavah. So, even Peiris. So you see, says the Shilta Gibayim, that the Karasal Shabbos Einig is going on Peiris also. That's also called Einig. That's why it's called an Achilas Kavah, Legabe Meiser. So who did it? Should be called Einig. It should be called an Achilas Kavah, Legabe Kiddush Makom Suda. That's the Das of the Shilta Gibayim. And like we said, Nachrein to bring it down, Al-Kapanim B'Shat Zatchak, you could be saying Mechanet. But like we said, the Torah and the Beis Yosef bring down just the Shitas HaGa'inim that you need wine, and Peiris are not good enough. And the Achrayinim will say that according to them, the Zaynus is good enough. And some Achrayinim, the Teis Shabbos brings it, the Teis and the Rosh hold not that way. Teis Shabbos also brings the Rebbein Yainim and Brachis that holds not that way. And the Rajba there, the Rebbein Yainim and Brachis, Gemara says there, the difference between if you forget to say Alav Yavin and Rosh Chodesh, or if you forget to say Alav Yavai, or Ritzei on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev to eat altogether. So you really didn't have to bench altogether. So even if you forgot the main ma'ira, you don't have to go back. Mashenke and Shabbos and Yontif were you mechuyev to eat, you had to eat pas. So merely you mechuyev to bench. So then if you forgot the main ma'ira, if you forgot Alav Yavai, Ritzei, you do have to go back benching. So Ben Yoyna says, why? Why do you have to eat on Shabbos and Yontif? Why do you have to eat pas? He says, because then Kiddush El B'makom Suda. So the Chari also came from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef holds that the Ga'inim, that for Kiddush Makom Suda, Minitagim is good enough. But for the Chi of Suda Shabbos, that of Adi need pass. And Ben Yainis Mashma Faket, that for the Chi of Suda Shabbos, Minitagim would be good enough. And that you need pass is definitely because then Kiddush Al Makom Suda. Says he brings Rebbeinu Yonah, the Rajba is also mashed that way. So the Teis Shabbos says Rebbeinu Yonah, the Rajba, Teis and the Rosh all hold, you need pass. He's mesupik if he could be samech on the Ga'inim. And Rabbi Kivega brings another cheshbon. Rabbi Kivega brings a cheshbon to mechalik between wine and mezainus. The Chayyim and the Shitas that we said before, the Rishayim that hold, or if you're medayik in the Rishayim, that you need pass, you need mamish pass, you need mamish lechem. Rebbeinu Yonah in Brachis and the Rajba. Or if you medayik and Teis in the Rosh here, they says Timu is Lechem. And the Teis Rid that we brought down, that you might need Mamish Asud, you need Mamish Lechem. And then you have the Ga'inim, that Yain is good enough. And the Paiskim say, who would then Mezainis? But Rabbi Kivega wants to Mechal between Yain and Mezainis. And he wants to say like this. We have later in the Blant, Machleikis Rishainim, what's called Dvarim Shatunim Bracha Achreimim Kaiman. The Gemara makes a chiluk l'gabi shinim makam and things that you need a bracha achreina in the same place. The Rishbam holds, any time you make a bracha main shalish, whether you're making a bracha ala michya, or you're making a bracha ala eitz, or you're making a bracha ala gethin, anything which needs a bracha main shalish needs a bracha achreina bim kaiman. That's what the Rishbam holds. Mashenkin tells in the Rosh, Paskin, that no, that yayin and peiris, even though you make a bracha ain shalish, you make al eitz, you make al peiris, you don't need a bracha achreim im kaimat. And the guy be shina makam also, there'll be a din of shina makam l'kuli alma by these things. But mezainis, mina tagim and mezainis that you make an ala michya, that needs a bracha achreim im kaimat. So again, the drisha brings down the drisha that hu adin l'gabi kiddush makam sud is that way. The ga'inim that say yayin works is because they hold like the Rishbam. That by yayin you need a bracha achreim im kaiman. Mashen kein, if you hold like Teis in the Rosh, that by yayin you don't need bracha achreim im kaiman, who then it won't work the gabi kiddush makom suda. So the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is The alkoponim by yayin, he says it shouldn't be makel only be makel matchak. By cake, he doesn't mention it, but by yayin, he says it shouldn't be makel only be makel matchak. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is psak. It shouldn't be makel to consider yayin a suda only be makel matchak. And a real makel matchak, he brings down the achrayim, even payers are good enough. But normally, you shouldn't be yaitzu a yayin, you should make sure to have at least mezainis. And mezainis also, we said, is not so bashit, because Tais Shabbos brings, he holds that the Taisus and the Rosh, and he brings Rabbeinu Yain and the Raj and Brachas all hold that you need Mamash Lechem, and then he brought also a Tais Rid, and so even Mezainis is not so pashut. But Lemaisa, the Olam is all Nayig Avada, like we know, they make a Kiddush on Shabbos morning, they Yaitse the Kiddush and Makam Suda with Mezainis. But you see from the Mishnah Berurah that there's a bigger Chaimer of Kiddush and Makam Suda Lagabe the Kiddush Bilel Shabbos. Kind of clearing, and that's what I saw out of the Ein Yitzchak Osanemzon, that I've added as an Indian to me machmir, al kabanim by Leil Shabbos, to have lechem mamish, like the Rishayim that hold that way. And now let's see another Indian. The Gemara, after it brought the din of Ein Kiddush al Makam Suda, said, Sava mino, hane mili mi bayis le bayis. They thought that that's dafka when you're going from one house to another house. That's not called Makam Suda. There, you won't be Yitzchak Kiddush, Ein Kiddush al Makam Suda. But going in two different places in the same house, a lot of times I was by Shmuel, and he went dafka from the upstairs to the downstairs, and his mekadesh dafka downstairs. So you see that even if it's in the same house, still he wasn't mekadesh upstairs and he downstairs. He's mekadesh dafka downstairs. And Mimela, even in the same house, in Makam Lamakam, there is a problem of Ein Kiddush El Makam Suda. So Taisus and the Rosh say that when it says Makam Lamakam, it means two different rooms. From one room to another room in the same house, or from the upstairs to the downstairs in the same house. There, there's a problem, it's not called Makam Suda. But in the same room, from one corner of room to another corner of room, that's called Makam Suda. And Taiz and the Rosh say that here, the Gemara is Geiris, Avam Imakam Lamakam Loi, from one place to another place. Later, when the Gemara says about Shina Makam, a similar thing, and the Gemara says, Hada Am Shina Makam Tzarech Levarech, Loi Shadal Me Bayis Lebayis, Avam Imakam Lamakam Loi. That Shina Makam is only Me Bayis Lebayis, but Me Makam Lamakam not. That's what we have in our Gemara. So there were Geiris over there, Avam Ipina Lepina Loi. From one corner to another corner. Because Tais and the Rosh hold that Shini Makam and Kiddush Makam Suda have the same gather. So this Gemara says that even Mimakam Lamakam is also a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda. It's not called Makam Suda. Even Makam Lamakam in one house. And that Gemara says that Makam Lamakam, or that guy is Pina Lapina, is not a problem of Shini Makam by Brachas. So Taiz and the Rosh say, Avada Brachas and Kiddush and Makam Suda have the same gedder. Avada, both of them have the same halacha, what's called Makam L'Makam. Agamar says, L'Gabi Kiddush and Makam Suda, that Makam L'Makam is a problem, that means two different rooms, or from the upstairs to the downstairs. There's a problem with Kiddush and Makam Suda. And who within is a problem? L'Gabi Shini Makam. L'Gabi making a bracha, if you go from one room to another room, you'll have to make another bracha, or from upstairs to downstairs. And the Gemara later that says that dafka mi bayis lebayis, but mi pina lepina loy, that means in the same room. In the same room, from one part of the room to another part of the room, there's no problem with Shina Makam, and that would apply to Kiddush also. This is the day of Taiz and the Rosh, and this is out of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, both in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Brachas, that going from one room to another room, even in the same house, is not called Kiddush Makam Suda, and it's called the Shina Makam for Brachas, and that's Makam L'Makam. But going in the same room, from one part of room to the other room, that's not a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda, and it's not a problem of Shina Makam for Brachas. That's Taiz and the Rosh's thing. But Taiz brings down that there's another girsa in this Gemara of Mipina Lepina Lai, which even Kiddush and Makam Suda is a problem in the same room from one corner to the other corner. And that sounds like the Girsa of the Rif, and that's what the Ran says, and also the Rishon, the Maram Chalava, also says that Girsa. And the Ran and the Maram Chalava are mechalik between Shina Makam and Brachas and Kiddush and Makam Suda. Legabe, Kiddush and Makam Suda even pina lapina, even going from one corner to another corner in the same room, is a problem that's not called Kiddush Shemakim Suda. And Legabe Shinimakim by Brachis, there's no problem. There's a din, pina lapina, is not a problem of Shinimakim by Brachis, and the Charahua din, Chayda Lechayder. There's no chilik between two different rooms in the same house, or two different places in the same room. So if the Gemara says, Legabe Kiddush Shemakim Suda, that it is a problem by Makim Lamakim, and pina lapina, and by Shinim Makim by Brachis, it says it's not a problem. The pshat is that Shinim Makim by Brachis is different than Kiddush Makim Suda. Kiddush Makim Suda is a problem even two places in the same room. And Shinim Makim by Brachis is not a problem even two different rooms. That's what comes out from the Ran and the Ram Chalab. Shulchan Aruch, like we said, Paschal's like Teza in the Rush. We'll speak about this a little bit more in the subsequent Shia Legabe Shinim Makim. But case, Teza brings down a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Shmuel says, Kiddush B'Bayis Zev V'Nimuch Lechel B'Bayis Acher Tzorech L'Kaddish. That if someone's B'Kaddish in one house, and then he changes his mind, decides he's in another house, he has to make Kiddush again. That's a din of Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. And then the Gemara brings, Rav Yaakov B'Shem B'Yishi Amar Rav, Misha Sukkase Arev Olav, someone who likes his Sukkah, M'Kaddish L'Yad Rav Yaakov B'Beis Zev, Oilav Eichel B'Sukkase. He's allowed to make Kiddush in his house, and he's allowed to then go and eat in his sukkah. Amar Rabbi Bain, v'lei pligi. There's no machlekes in Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel that says if he mekadesh in one house and nimlach eat in another house, and Rav that says that if you want to eat in the sukkah, you can mekadesh in the house and eat in the sukkah, are not arguing. My damer Rav, v'shalo yedait delechel b'bayish kiddush. Rav says when he wasn't planning on eating in the house, his mekadesh, he originally was planning on going to the other house. Then you don't have the problem of Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. And what Shmuel said is when he had das to eat in the Bayis HaKiddush, then it's a problem if he was Nimlach. So Yerushalmi's mashma, that din of Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda is dafka when you didn't have das to go to the other place. But when you have das to go to the other place, there's no problem of Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. So there are four shittas Rishayim in this inyan. Rav Nissen Gain, or at least the way the Rush brings him at first, it's a shail if that's the maskana of Rav Nissen Gain, holds that the Bavli also holds that way. And the Chinami, that's Shad Yerushalmi, the Bavli also holds that way. Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda is dafka when you don't have das. If you make Kiddush al das to eat somewhere else, there's no problem of Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda, even Mibayis Labayis. And problem is, Taisus and the Rush ask, that the Gemara is mashman out the way, because why was the Gemara bothered according to Shmuel? Why did they make Kiddush Beis HaKnesses? Pashit, they make Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, so people who don't want to make Kiddush at home will have das to be yitza with the Kiddush and to eat in the house. And since they have das to eat in the house, so Mamela, there's no problem thank Kiddush Al Makom Suda. The Chayitz often the Gemara not the way. The Rosh says that it's a Teretz Ayin Shom, much as with the Teretz of Nissan Gain. But Teis and the Rosh Neman that it's Kasha. And like I said, it's a shaila if Nissan Gain himself said like Teis and the Rosh, or if Nissan Gain held in all cases, that works, and he has a Teis for the Gemara. As the Torah says that Teis and the Rosh's Pshat is Inra of Nissan Gain, and the Eli Rabba argues, he says if Nissan Gain argues, he holds that Nimlach always works. Al Kabanim, if Nissan Gain, or at least the Havan of Nissan Gain is the first Shita, that Das always works. The Ran goes the other way. The Ran holds that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing. The Yerushalmi holds that there's no machlekes Rav and Shmuel. They both hold that if you have das, it works. And if you don't have das, then Kiddush El Makom Suda. Mashenk and the Bavli holds there is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds you never need Kiddush El Makom Suda. There's no problem. There's no din of Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. And Shmuel holds that even when you have das, it doesn't work. You always have a problem. You need Makom Suda Mamish. Das doesn't help. Like it's Mefurish that the Beis HaKnesses doesn't help, even if you have das to eat at home. That's a Shita Sarat. Taisus and the Rosh want to be Mashva, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi like this. That when it's Bayis LeBayis, when it's two different houses in Gansin, then das doesn't help. And that's why when making Kiddush in Shul doesn't help eating at home, Even if you have das. Mashen came, the Yerushalmi that says that das works, the Yerushalmi is talking about from the bayis to the sukkah. from the bayis to the sukkah is not considered two houses. The sukkah is adjacent to the house. Memela, from the bayis to the sukkah, the das helps. And that the Bavli also could hold. The Bavli had a havimina that makam l'makam b'chad besa, stam there's no problem vein kiddush el makam suda. That makam l'makam b'chad besa is always good. That's called makam suda. So even though the Gemara's maskana was that no, that even makam l'makam b'chad besa, two different rooms, or from the upstairs to the downstairs in one house, is a problem, and that's not called makam suda. That's only when you don't have das. Mashain came, when you have das, then it works. According to Rav Nissen Gain, which at most is a das yachid, and possibly it's only a havimina, das always works. Kiddush Makam Suda is dafka by nimlach, but das always works. It's not a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda when you add das. According to the Ran, das never works. The Bavli Yishalmi arguing, and according to the Bavli, das never works, no matter what. But according to Taiz and the Rosh, it depends. Mibayis lebayis, which is mamish not the makam, then das doesn't work. But mimakam lemakam mechad besa, then das works. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, like the Taisus and the Rosh. In the Marichai, it says a fourth pshat. The Marichai says, la'olam, das doesn't work, even me'igra la'ara. Even mimakam lemakam mechad besa. But what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi that das works? That's mipina lepina. Because even mipina lepina, that the Bavli says is good, the Mordechai learns, like Taiz in the Rosh, in that prat, that the Gemara is saying mimakam lemakam is a problem, but mipina lepina is not a problem. That mipina lepina is not a problem is dafka with das. According to the Mordechai, if you don't have das, even mipina lepina is a problem. But mipina lepina is not a problem when you have das. So the Mordechai is mechadish lefizeh, that from a bayis to a sukkah, that's called mipina lepina. From bayis to a sukkah, that's called mipina lepina. That's called from place to place in the same room. He says, l'chayr et shver. A bayis and a sukkah should be two different rooms. The sukkah has its own mechitzas. So the Mordechai is mechadish, that a bayis to a sukkah, that's called mipina lepina because the walls of the sukkah aren't really walls. They're just walls l'shem, the midst of the sukkah. But Be'etzim, they're not considered walls, they're not mafsik, and Memela from the bayis to the sukkah, that's called Mipina Lepina. So Memela, Lefi, the Marilchai, it would work with das. So Kum Dai says, Mi bayis lebayis mamish, according to everyone, that's a problem of Ein Kiddush El Makam Suda, and according to almost everyone, das doesn't help. Maybe Rav Nissen Goyen holds that das helps, but it'd be a das yachid. According to everyone, bayis lebayis, it wouldn't help. Mimakam lemakam, same house, like igra la'ara, or cheder l'cheder. That also, according to all the Rishonim, that's a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda, like the Gemara's Maskana. But there, Taisus and the Rosh, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch hold, that das helps. Mashen came the Ran, and the Marilchai, they both hold that das doesn't help Mimakam lemakam. It only helps, according to the Marilchai, Mipina Lepina. Now, Mipina Lepina, two places in the same room, there Taisus and the Rosh hold that this Bechlalo din of Kiddush Makam Suda. Even Nimlach would work. And that's a Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That Mipina Lepina, even Nimlach works. But the Ran holds that Mipina Lepina is a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda. That's his Girsa of the Gemara. And the Ran holds that according to the Bavli, Das never works. So the Ran holds even with Das, Pina Lepina is a problem. And the Mordechai holds in between. The Mordechai holds and Mipina Lepina is taka a problem, but for that, das helps. It's like as a kasha, that according to Taiz and the Rosh, that das helps Mimakam Lemakim, and the Gemara says that Zimna Sagina, that Shmuel went Me'igula Arav Ahadim Mekadesh, the Chayr says that Slach Avada doesn't mean that he made Kiddush on the Igra, and then he went down to the Arav and made another Kiddush. That's a Brachal of Atala. Avada, if he'd made Kiddush on the Igra, Avada would stay in the Igra. And eat there. He wouldn't go to the Ara and make another Kiddush. What it means is that it was Nachas Me'igula Ara V'Hadda Mekadesh, Avadi he means, that even though he had wine to make Kiddush on the Igra, and everything was ready for Kiddush on the Igra, but he bedafka went Me'igula Ara V'Hadda Mekadesh and made Kaddish dafka the Ara in the Makam Suda. So you see, even Mimakam Lamakam, there's a problem of Ein Kiddush El Makam Suda. Sefek Tetzlach, Lefi Taiz and the Rosh. Why didn't he just have in mind? Why didn't he just have in mind to be Yetzer by the Ara? Tetzlach is Marech, he says that having in mind is only B'di'evid. Al Kopanim, Tetzlach already asked the Kasha. And the Ran brings down another Nekuda that he holds that all this is by Eina Royim Mekaimai. He brings a sheet that when you Royim Mekaimai, and the Gaonim say, when you could see the original place, that's called the same Akim, even when you are in Pina Lepina, and Uhudin, Mecheid Lecheid, or even Mebayis Lebayis, if you could see the place where you made Kiddush, then it's good enough. You don't have to be in the same place as long as you could see the place. Shulchan Aruch Taka brings this down, but the Mishnah Berurah says that some Achrayim don't pass in that way, and Memela, you shouldn't do a Lechatchila. So Halacha, like we said, the Ika Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is like Teis and the Rosh, that these two kulis, that Pina Lepina is not Bechlal Kul Chinu Makim, and even Cheder Cheder, das helps. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Lechatchila should be Machmer, like the Ran and the Mordechai, to say that the Ran holds that if you don't have das, if it's Nimlach, and the Mordechai also agrees, Mipina Lepina would be a problem of Kiddush Makim Suda, and that Mecheder Lecheder, both the Ran and the Mordechai are masking that das wouldn't help. So those things they hold is only B'di'evid, Lechatchila, you should be Machmir, not to move Mecheder Lecheder even with das, and not to move Mipina Lepina unless you have das. But this Mishnah Berurah holds that Mipina Lepina in the same room, Mipina Lepina from one place to another place, when you had das, there he holds you don't have to be Machmir, even though the Ran holds in that case also not, and the Magen Avraham says Lechachila to be Machmir, but there he says you don't have to be Machmir. Koshken, if it's Raya Mekaymai, where there also you have that sheet that at Raya Mekaymai is not a problem altogether. Mishnah Berurah also has a discussion if someone's eating in the Sukkah, and he makes Kiddush, and then it starts raining, and he has to move to the house. Because in that case, the Ramah says that Sukkah to Bayis Blay is like Mipina Lepina. Sukkah to Bayis Blay is like Mipina Lepina. There's no problem of Shina Makam going from a Sukkah to a house. And the Makar is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the Yerushalmi that says that you can make Kiddush in the Sukkah, make Kiddush in the house and eat in the Sukkah, it blies me Pina Lepina. In fact, the Gayin, L'chayr, it's a Pella. Because the Yerushalmi says that Das works when you being Mekadish in the house and going to the Sukkah. So the Mordechai holds that Das only works with Pina Lepina. Mimakam Lemakam, the Mordechai holds Das doesn't work. So mainly because of that, the Mordechai is muchach to say that bias to a sukkah blies in Pina Lepina. Mashenkein Taisus fakert. Taisus learns up the Yerushalmi that mimakam lemakam das helps. Mecheder lecheder das helps. So adarabba, in Taisus lechayr it's mavur that bias to a sukkah blies mecheder lecheder. So how could the Ramah, who paskins like Taisus, and holds that das works even mibayis lecheder, even mecheder lecheder mibayis secha, mimakam lemakam, how could the Ramah hold that bias to a sukkah is called pina lepina? Lechayr faket. Lechayr you see from Taisus, that bias to sukkah is called makam lemakam. Achreinim, the Taisus Shabbos, and the Dag and Mevava answer, that there's no machlokes Taisus and Mordechai whether bayis l'sukkah is called mipina lepina mimakam lemakam. It depends on the situation. If the sukkah is mamish in the house, like you take off the roof of the house and put schach on it, and then you put walls around it just to be yetz in the mitzvah of sukkah, so even though the sukkah is contained in walls, but lemaisa the walls are only there l'shem mitzvah, that's what the Mordechai says, that's mipina lepina. And that's how the Mordechai learns is the case of the Yerushalmi. Mashiach, if the sukkah is adjacent to the house, the walls of the house are mafsik between the house and the sukkah. The sukkah is right next to the house. So there, since you have the walls of the house in the way, avad applies mecheder lecheder. And that's what Taisus learns shat in the Yerushalmi. So Ramah was only talking about where you don't have the walls of the house in the way between the house and the sukkah, only the walls of the sukkah. There, the Mordechai says, that's called Mipina Lepina, that everyone could be maskim to. Taisus learns that the Yerushalmi, in a case where the walls of the house are mafsik between the house and the sukkah. In that case, that's taka called Mimakam Lemakam. So Lemaisa, if someone makes Kiddush in the sukkah, and then it starts raining, and he has to eat in the house. Does he have to make another Kiddush? Here, he didn't have das to eat in the house, so it depends. If there's no wall of the house in between the sukkah and the house, just the wall of the sukkah, so then the Rama says that you could eat in the house. It's called Mipina Lupina, and we pass Mipina Lupina, even without das, is not a Shina Makam, like Taiz and the Rosh. Mashen Kane, if the sukkah is outside of the house, and the wall of the house is masking the house of the sukkah, so at best it's Mecheder L'Cheder, and you didn't have das, so in that case, you would have to make Kiddush in the house. And the Mishnah Berurah advises that in all cases, since it's a shaila about the Ramah, like the Gaon asked the Kasha, even if you have to go into the house to eat, but eat something in the sukkah, at least drink a kais of yayin in the sukkah, which according to the Gaonim is called Kiddush Makam Suda. That's not so hard to do, even if it's raining. Eat some Suda, so that way you'll have the Kiddush, and you won't have to make Kiddush over L'chuli Alma.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.